Our Naturally Speaking segment, thanks to guests on behalf of our Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Chad Stewart on the line, Deer, Elk, and Moose Management Specialist. Good morning to you, Chad Stewart.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Is this what you wanted to do when you were a third grader?
Actually, yes, it is.
It's awesome. Well, it's kind of an inside joke, just coming off a conversation about our little ones. And yes, it's good to follow those childhood dreams. Guilty here as well. Chad, good morning to you, representing our State Department of Natural Resources. This autumn season, synonymous with deer hunting. And I didn't know the deer season opens when?
Well, the main firearm season opens November 15th, and that's the one that
tomorrow,
most
right.
deer hunters participate in, correct?
That's where I was getting. Seems like I always thought it was on a Friday, but it's the 15th. I digress. Let's talk about what Michigan deer hunters can expect this season, as well as talking about some important deer hunting regulations. We want everybody safe, and I know chronic wasting disease is of conversation. So what is our deer hunting forecast, especially here in West Michigan, Chad?
Yeah, obviously Michigan's a fairly diverse state, so with that there comes a lot of variability in what we tend to expect. You know, for most of southern Michigan, which would include obviously southwestern Michigan, we think that it's going to be overall a very good year. We've seen a lot of field reports from our staff this year of does having, you know, fawns or multiple fawns. It was a good, certainly, wet spring, so that always tends to promote good antler growth and good overall health with our deer herd. And we see the same general forecast for the northern part of our lower peninsula as well. Now, as you get up in the upper peninsula, we would certainly expect fewer deer sightings. Our deer herd has been down for several years up there due to some of the weather variables that we've had a couple years ago. But it does seem to be on the rebound. Just temper your expectations if you go north of the bridge.
Talk about some of the trends we're seeing in Michigan's deer population and deer hunters, Chad.
Yeah, we've been seeing a steady decline in deer hunter and deer hunter participation in Michigan, and that's really more indicative of a national trend. As hunters who, as individuals who have hunted and that get into their 50s, 60s, and 70s and slowly get out of hunting, we're not seeing the same level of what we call recruitment coming behind them in individuals in their teens and 20s. And that's just sort of a cultural shift that's occurring, and certainly that can prove problematic for the future of deer management, because we certainly rely on our hunters to manage white-tailed deer, and as we have fewer and fewer hunters in the field, we're going to be asking more and more of those hunters in terms of trying to be successful so we can help manage our deer herd. And eventually there's probably going to be some challenges associated with that, as each hunter has different preferences in what they are wanting and willing to take.
Wow, that's great. We've heard about the chronic wasting disease. What's happening here?
Sure. Chronic wasting disease, or what we call CWD, is a very slow-moving but progressive disease that affects the central nervous system of members of the deer family, and that includes elk and moose. And we feel that this disease presents an overall future health threat to the state of our deer herd. States that have been dealing with this disease for years and decades have started to see an increase in what we call the prevalence rate, so number of deer and individuals that are affected in a population. That's been increasing steadily over time, and with that, they're starting to see some population-level impacts. So we obviously feel that this is a tremendous threat to the future of our deer herd and the health of our deer herd, and we're trying to be fairly aggressive in our management approaches now that we've identified it in places like Ingham County, Clinton County, and just recently in Montcalm County.
What's the situation in other states, and are we learning from their efforts, successful or not, to contain the spread of this disease?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Michigan was, I believe, the 20th state to identify chronic wasting disease in its free-ranging deer herd. So with that, there are 19 other examples that we can look at and how states have dealt with it. And we've looked at places like Wyoming who have pretty much taken a hands-off approach to managing CWD, and 4 decades later now have CWD spread out across their for most of their entire state. In places where they first found it 4 decades ago, you're looking at 1 out of every 2 deer are infected with the disease, and they're starting to see population-level impacts. We're also looking at places like Wisconsin, who started off very aggressively and have sort of taken let off the gas pedal a little bit and have not really focused on management in recent years. And again, we're seeing dramatic increases in prevalence rates, again, where it's locally seen. And we're also looking at places that have continued aggressive approaches like Illinois. And though it's spreading there, the prevalence rate still is very, very low. So very few deer are being impacted, and they're not really seeing any sort of population-level impacts because of it. So we're certainly looking and having conversations with other states on what management techniques are very effective for battling this disease.
Is there any concern about CWD to humans?
So there's no proven link for CWD being transmitted to humans, but there is some concerning research that has come out of Canada recently where they have fed macaques, which is a primate sort of closely related to humans, CWD-tainted meat. And those animals have begun to show symptoms of sort of a primate form of chronic wasting disease. So there are other studies that have not found that link, but I don't think you'll find a researcher or scientist that is willing to say that it can't happen. I think the chances are very small, but certainly I think they're probably greater than zero the way things are trending. So the DNR tends to follow recommendations for the Center for Disease Control and says if you have a known positive CWD animal, we recommend you do not consume that animal. And furthermore, we recommend if you're hunting in an area that has CWD, you get it tested. So you're a little bit more confident in whether the animal is positive or not.
Chad Stewart with us, deer, elk, and moose management specialist with the DNR, our Naturally Speaking segment. How does the presence of this disease affect your management strategy, Chad?
Well, we certainly want to, we do make some changes when we identify chronic wasting disease in an area. First thing we do is typically remove the allowance of baiting and feeding for deer by hunters and just general residents. Baiting and feeding artificially concentrates deer in an area, and if the disease is present, which obviously it would be if we were identifying it, increases the likelihood that transmission is going to occur from individual to individual. So one of the first things we do is incorporate a law that says you cannot bait or feed either inside or outside of the hunting season. Other things we do are we basically make it very easy for hunters to harvest deer. We sort of remove restrictions on our deer licenses and our deer combo license. So if they see any antler deer or antlerless deer, they can take it. So we provide a lot of flexibility with our licensing to allow hunters to be successful so they can harvest deer and get them tested for the disease.
Has CWD been detected in the UP, did you say?
Chronic wasting disease has not been detected in the Upper Peninsula, but obviously there is a lot of concern due to the shared border with Wisconsin. And Wisconsin has found CWD in many counties, certainly in the southern part of the state, and they're finding it now in the northern part of the state, albeit at lower prevalence rates. So there is concern about chronic wasting disease getting into the Upper Peninsula. So far, we've not identified it, and we have increased our sampling up along some of those border counties with Wisconsin. Unfortunately, we have not found it yet, but I'm afraid that it's going to be a matter of not if, but when we find chronic wasting disease up there. But hopefully, as it stands now, we've not found it, and hopefully that continues for the near future.
Just a couple minutes left, Chad. What are some of the other opportunities hunters are looking forward to or might want to think about for this fall? And safety is key, I'm sure.
Yeah, for deer hunters, you know, safety is a huge priority. Obviously, we certainly want all our hunters to understand that there are orange requirements when you go out into the field, especially during firearm season. So know your orange, the hunter orange that you have to wear when you go out to be safe. If you're in a tree stand, certainly we recommend obviously wearing a safety harness. Really, the first time your foot gets off the ground, and that generally incorporates the use of a lifeline. And certainly know the overall fitness level that you have as an individual. You know, if you have not worked out or done a lot of exercise through the course of the year, don't shoot a deer and try to drag it, you know, 300 yards, because that can certainly, it's a lot of work, and we certainly don't want people having heart attacks out there. So obviously be aware of your fitness level and certainly call for help if you have a deer down and you don't feel like you can get it yourself.
Thank you for that. All right, where do we go to learn more about hunting opportunities, Chad?
Yeah, we have a great website. It's simply mi.gov/deer. We have a great website, then we have a lot of information on there. It talks about different lands that are available to be hunted, regulations, obviously our hunting and trapping digest is there, and just general deer biology. And to learn more about chronic wasting disease, it's simply mi.gov/CWD to learn more about the disease.
Great. Thanks, as always, for representing the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. You, Chad Stewart. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.